Gentlemen, this is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. The topic of this podcast is, you can't save them all. Let's get started. So, gentlemen, when it comes right down to it, it's been talked about before, and I need to, I need you guys to step back for a second, give me a little patience, because I know that we've talked about this before, and it's been posted before, and talked about before, and videos before, and all this bullshit, but it goes, and it needs to be said, and what I'm talking about again is that you can't save everyone. Now, why am I saying this? Well, to make a long story short, I know a woman that's in her, let's say, mid-30s, and I don't know her well enough to know her age. I don't know her well enough to know the guy that she's about to obliterate. I don't know her well enough to somehow know somebody that she knows, or common friend, or family members, or whatever it may be. It would be like it would be like me rushing up to a fire with one bucket of water, because everything that came to be, all the decisions, all the things that happened, already happened, and I wasn't able to red pill this guy before he got married and signed that contract and got set up into the system. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there first. I wish I had. Because the woman I'm talking about, she's a self-starter and she's, you know, a fire breather. You know, you guys know the type where she's on top of everything all the time and a huge amount of energy and, you know, questions everything, and she's just on it. And this guy is the exact opposite. And you know how they say that opposites attract? Well, when they say opposites attract, they're talking about these two. This guy is, from what I've seen, I haven't even had a conversation with the guy before, but from what I've seen, my assumptions or that he is mild-mannered and relatively quiet and relatively unskilled, relatively, you know, he is not the alpha she is. So, as we well know, gentlemen, society doesn't care if you are an alpha or not. In hell, because of no-fault divorce, it doesn't matter what happened before the marriage. It just matters what happens after he signed the contracts. Because as we know, the women win, the men don't. And this poor chap, he's going to get taken to the cleaners. He's going to get run through the mill, like Hammerhand likes to talk about. And the reason I say that is because, yes, they're married in the state of California, so you're going to have alimony for half the time they were married, which is, you know, which is bad enough, because they love to inflate those numbers and fuck over the person that is going to pay it. We know this. This is well known. That's fine. It's not fine, but, you know, you guys know what I'm saying. And they have a 3-year-old daughter. And she's going to move out. Or she did. I'm not sure. But and those court papers are going to show up on his desk at some point, with a nice little child support order. And he's going to be fucked for the next 15 years at least. Damn it. I just wish that I would have got a hold of this guy first. I just wish that I would have let him know, hey, you don't have to be married. You don't have to cohabitate. You don't have to have kids. You don't have to do this. if that's what she wants, she just wants you as an ends to a means. She just wants you as a free income, free tax-free income. She wants something from you that she has all the rights for, that she has all the laws and everything for. So you don't have to do that. You don't. But I didn't get to in time, gentlemen, so you're going to come across people that you didn't save before they got thrown into the meat grinder, before they got raked over the coals and got divorce raped. You weren't there in time, and it sucks because I'm pissed off and I wasn't there in time to save this guy. I didn't know the guy ahead of time. I didn't know the woman ahead of time before they got married. I didn't know this ahead of time, so I couldn't have done that, but I still feel like shit. I still feel like shit because he's going to get fucked. And everybody wins but him. And as men, we are kings. We are the people that built all of this shit. All of it. We maintain all of it. We invent all of it. And to be treated like that, it fucking sucks. It sucks. So, that's my little rant. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. And as always, take it easy.